Rock 94 and a halfway home, Freeway 500, Hell's Bells Hotline.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Hey,
we got
a Hell's Bell on the phone?
Yes, Adrian.
Hey, Adrian, a.k.a. Angus. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Spokane. We can't wait to see you girls again.
Can't wait to play.
I hear you've been just all over the states and touring everywhere and hooking up with big people.
Yep.
I heard you had a brush with AC/DC greatness.
Yes, we did. It was so amazing. We went to the Tacoma Dome show. And
what was that, like a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I think the 30th of November. And we had normal tickets to get in the show, but we met a friend there that gave us some special backstage passes. And we didn't know how special they were because we didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. But the first thing we did is we waited for the Tacoma Dome to clear out. We waited for the tour manager to come up and get us. And then we went down into this meeting room where there was other people, probably other contest winners and some other, you know, like musician celebrity types.
Right.
And Brian Johnson came in. He was really nice and very outgoing. And he was just, you know, he walked in and knew how to work the room and be outgoing because everybody was staring at him, you know, and just it was all on him.
Does he say oi a lot? Oi, how you doing? Oi, good to see you.
Yeah.
Oi. Oi, nice to meet you.
He's really hard to understand of his accent. He could have been saying that. I really was just...
Oi, which one of you is the Hell's Bells over here? Oi, hey, oi, hey, nice to meet you.
We thought we were getting kicked out and because everybody was, you know, the tour manager was saying, well, Brian's leaving, so, you know, see y'all later. And I hear Wade say, you know, get in the elevator right now. And so we get in the elevator, and then Brian comes on, and then we all go probably down. and we go to the dressing room. And
wow.
We just got to meet Angus and Malcolm privately. Which
wow. In their own dressing rooms?
Yeah, in their dressing rooms.
Whoa. Hell's Bells hooks up with AC/DC, the Young Brothers.
Yes.
Whew, man, were you like sweating?
By this time, I was prepared to ask questions because when Brian first came into the room, I couldn't say anything. And fortunately, Jamie was on top of her game and had enough, you know, wherewithal to ask questions and be present.
Did they ask you to sing or perform for them? Or had I know they've seen you before. I've heard rumors anyway, but so they knew who you were.
Yeah. Well, Brian was saying he wanted to do a duet with Jamie and
wow.
You know, sometime.
Oh, cool.
You know. Yeah.
Now, I want to direct everybody to the website because on the Jeff Scott's jock page right now at rock945.com, we have a picture of, I think it's you with the Young Brothers.
Yes.
And that's you're comparing tongue sizes, right?
I don't know. Well, actually, because I'm in is with the whole band, like all of Hell's Bells and then three. So it might be Jamie or...
Okay.
Jamie and Lisa got all the good pictures.
All right, well, check out that photograph, and there's also a link to your website where you can see more from the adventure. What an awesome time. Now, it's true. We call you the band that Angus listens to because you are, like, sanctioned by Angus at one point earlier. But it must have been nice to finally meet the guy. And what was he like?
He talks real quiet. He goes, yeah, right. That's how he talks. And Malcolm talks the same way, too. These little voices, yeah, right.
Did they, like, try to adopt you or anything? Hey, come with us for the rest of the tour. We need you on the bus or something.
And Brian was ready to adopt Jamie. No, they were more just, you know, we just bombarded them with questions. And,
oh, yeah.
And Angus gave me his guitar pick that he used that night.
Wow.
I asked him for a pick, and he said, well, do you want the one with the real pick I use or the pick that has my picture on it? I said, I want the real pick.
All right.
So I got the real one.
And you'll probably never wash that pick again.
No. Never washed that pick. Yeah. I played on it once.
No, you didn't. Really? Did you?
Yeah, I'm trying to write new songs for my new album.
Oh, so you were channeling the energy through that new guitar pick. Oh.
Yes.
Now, that makes sense, actually, but you didn't want to break it.
No, because it's one of those kind that will like wear down and break really easy.
Oh, wow.
So, no, I can't really use it. at all. I don't want to.
Oh, my gosh. What a story. Tell us more about it when you get here on this. This is awesome. We're speaking to Hell's Bells, Adrian, a.k.a. Angus.
Yeah.
After an incredible hookup at the Tacoma Dome and playing Friday night down at the Knitting Factory. Come on down for our Rock the Tots concert. It's going to be a great time. Bring your toy for the tot.
Thanks.
Yeah. How many AC/DC songs do you know?
I know them all.
I know the ones that aren't even written yet. Yeah, we know. And we've got this one from you, Rock 94 and a Halfway Home. That's what I'm talking about. Friday night, Knitting Factory. Hey, it's the Jeff Scott birthday party. Did you know that, Adrian? So,
well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I was hoping you'd sing some for me. So we'll see what happens.
Maybe we'll do some shots.
Hey, Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now, one thing about the Hell's Bells show, I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen you now, but it's never a bad time. Always energy-packed, fun-driven, everybody knows all the music, and you, like, have the largest audience base. I mean, there's really old people, classic rockers. There's a lot of my types, a lot of guys, a lot of girls, and a lot of little kids, too.
Yeah, it's been kind of a family affair in Spokane.
It is, and you like, last time you had everybody come up, all the kids that were under 11 come up on stage.
Seems like we really only do it in Spokane. Once in a while, we do it in Eugene, but not very often. It's not very often that we do that.
I mean, I tried to sneak up there. I was on my knees and stuff, but your road manager figured it out and like, get back there. So, but what a highlight for the kids.
Yeah.
And you, personally, Adrian, a.k.a. Angus, are just, you're sick.
Thank you.
You have channeled the energy to a new extreme.
Awesome.
First of all, like I like to tell you, Angus never had a kilt like that. Did he offer to let you share his knickers, I guess? I don't know what to say.
No, he asked me if I practiced a lot. And then Jamie got the pair of shorts that he wore on stage. You know how he strips and shows his
shorts? Yeah, the knickers.
Yeah, I got that. I got the knickers.
So you did get a pair of knickers. Score!
Yeah, and I was going to wear them around the house because they're boxer shorts, but I can't even get them up over my butt. They're so small.
You need to drink more beer. That's right. So that's super cool. I can't believe Hell's Bells finally gets to meet AC/DC in the flesh. And it sounds like they wanted to take you home with them too, which I'm not surprised about at all. But what an incredible journey. And for us, we get to meet Hell's Bells Friday night down the Knitting Factory. So there you go.
It'll be a blast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about the snow thing? How come you guys always bring the snow with you when you come?
Oh, I don't know. I'm excited about the snow, though, because I live in Texas, so I don't see very much snow.
That's right. They fly you up for these shows. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember last year you were here, and it was like you couldn't even go anywhere outside?
Barely.
You don't remember that? Yeah.
We ate lunch together, didn't we?
Yeah, we had breakfast down by the river, and then we all hopped in the bus. But by the time we got to the venue, there was about 8 inches of snow on the ground. It was so quiet downtown. It was like a ghost town or a scene from The Shining.
Uh-huh.
Because you couldn't hear cars driving by. So you had sold out the place. And we got there about 9, and we had to park 4 or 5 blocks away to get there because all the parking spaces were filled up.
Wow.
Through the snow with bare feet. All uphill. Yeah, but the kids had a great time, and you are pretty much cool with the kids, which just makes you guys special. So, Adrian, thank you for hooking up with us again on Rock 94 and a Halfway Home.
No, thank you.
No problem at all.